Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This morning on Ours to Protect, we're going to hear all about the power of autumn leaves. I'm going to start off with how a love of trees could earn you a handy €300 through Chagask's photo competition. The competition has been dreamed up to celebrate the new Irish Forestry Programme and the Native Woodland Scheme, which we spoke about here a couple of weeks ago. It's open to everyone, and a special category has been added this year for younger photographers under the age of 18. The competition runs until December, and there's a different tree-related photo theme for each month between now and then. The theme for October is trees and biodiversity, so beautiful images that show how our forests provide shelter or food for all kinds of life, animals, insects, birds or plants, are the order of the month. If you'd like to be in with a chance of the prize, you can submit your best snap on chagask.ie/forest photos until the 26th of October. As the month of October brings us to a new season, maybe you yourself have been out crunching through fallen leaves or admiring the shades of red, brown and gold as they swirl by on the autumn wind. Well, today we're talking about what a precious resource these fallen leaves can be for our biodiversity and our gardens. So have your gloves and plastic bag ready, as Agape Vivarczyk urges us all to collect a small share of this valuable and free resource. According to her, no one loves fallen leaves quite as much as an earthworm.
Oh, earthworms love leaves. That's a treat for them. So if you want to attract, if you, for example, don't see earthworms in your compost pile or the bin, now is the time to start the party going.
With leaves.
Bring the leaves in. They love them. First of all, leaves, because they come from trees around you. Mm-hmm. They are full of microorganisms. Mm-hmm. That's my hypothesis. And secondly, they also attract lots of fungus. So that's why I think earthworms come, because they see the system is rich. We need to make sure that we supply complex carbohydrates and proteins in a form of woody material. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it is free. I mean, like, just grab a paper bag or plastic bag. You know, go to your nearest area when trees grow and grab leaves. And then if you have any food scraps from your household, except for raw meat and any cooked food, plus a little bit of your woody stuff, and the treat for earthworms in a form of leaves during autumn, and therefore the growth of your plants then is benefited from the presence of these microbes. We tend to feed the plants with, yes, our fertilizers, or even thinking by adding compost, you're adding nutrients to your soil, therefore your plants grow. No. By adding compost, you're introducing the correct biology to your soil. So with this compost, there's a lot of bacteria, fungus, protozoa, nematodes coming in. They start eating, right? They poop out, not just earthworms. And that poop becomes the food for the plants. It's not the compost itself, is the biology that is really the driver for this process. This decomposed organic matter is happening or taking place because of the enzymes or those produced by those microorganisms.
This is something that both individuals and community gardeners might take note of. In fact, this week is National Allotment and Community Gardens Week. Many local gardeners and community groups have been enjoying their harvests of veg all year long. And it seems there are as many different types of gardens and gardeners as there are plants.
Turnips, carrots, a cabbage. Two, you have winter cabbage and you have early, what's called early arc. In June, July, then you have the winter cabbage, then through the winter.
The small garden potatoes, carrots, beetroot, lettuce, tomatoes, dill, small amounts.
I have a jungle, a lot of grass and hedging and... Yeah, I see all this stuff now that you should plant for the bees, and I have planted vegetables in the past.
The chilies here, it's that aubergine, your tomatoes, and then there's the grapes here. They'd be seeds, yeah, drying it. There's some onion there and different bits and pieces.
Because of the time of the year, it's more or less dormant. We have some winter stuff set. Well, I don't have green fingers,
So I've let it go to wilding now, rewilding, and I'm putting in a bee hotel.
Regardless of what they're growing, most gardeners know the value of feeding their soil and keeping it healthy. The abundant autumn leaves offer us a little nudge, reminding us that taking care of the soil now can boost next year's harvest.
How to best look after the soil? Yeah, don't cover it if it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Make sure there's always some protection above ground. It's better to have grass and weeds growing than no weeds and grass growing. Most of the row crops and perennials come in a relationship with mycorrhizal fungus. So if you want your crop to survive the growing season without any addition of unnecessary fertilizer or agrochemicals, the worst, you just need to make sure that your compost is healthy, that your compost has enough of woody and then green parts to supply your microbiology that is present in your soil. Start your growing on your own, even on a window ceiling. A few herbs. You know you can grow potatoes in your home, in buckets. For the whole summer, there was no need for me to buy any salads from supermarket. I had all the supply and even more. And really a small bed. Amazing how much food you can produce from such a small space.
A forest walk or just a visit to a nearby tree is a real pleasure, offering something for our gardens, our wildlife and our peace of mind.
So there's lots of free stuff around us that we can just use to our good. So if we pick up those leaves today, this is already woody. Like, look at this, whether it's edible or not edible, I'm always happy to see mushrooms. They are the fruiting bodies of what the life that is underneath. And a mushroom is an indication of a living mycelium network. But they are a great source of food for animals. So usually don't touch mushrooms if I'm not going to pick them and bring them home, because they are the food for either animals, bigger animals, or the biology. Of course, don't scrub the whole volume of the leaves, because then, you know, those leaves feed the biology that is present here. So don't be too greedy. But on a small scale, you don't really need much.
As I mentioned, this week saw the first National Allotments and Community Gardens Week. So if it's not possible for you to plant or grow your own food, in addition to Aga's suggestion of growing a few herbs on your windowsill, you might also consider joining a community garden. There are plenty of them springing up in all parts of the Northwest, and we're going to visit a few next week. I hope to see you then.